ବ୍ରଜବିଳାସୀ ଶୃଙ୍ଗାର ରସର ଆଦ ମାଧୁର୍ଯ୍ୟକ ନିଳୟ ଗୋପୀଜନ ବଲ୍ଲଭ ରସିକ ଶେଖର ରସ ଲମ୍ପଟ ରାଧା ରମଣ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣଙ୍କ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ବ୍ରଜବିଳାସୀ ଶୃଙ୍ଗାର ରସର ଆଦ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ କିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଶୃଙ୍ଗାର ରସ ଇନ୍ ବ୍ରଜଭୂମି ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ମାଧୁର୍ଯ୍ୟକ ନିଳୟ ଇଜ୍ ରିଜର୍ଭର ଅଫ୍ ଓଲ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟି ଓଲ୍ ଟ୍ରାନ୍ସେଣ୍ଡେଣ୍ଟାଲ୍ ବ୍ୟୁଟି ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ଗୋପୀ ଜନ ବଲ୍ଲଭ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ହଜବ୍ୟାଣ୍ଡ ଅଫ୍ ଗୋପୀସ୍ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ରସିକ ଶେଖର ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ଚିଫ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଦି ଅଲ୍ ରସିକ ବ୍ରଜରସ ରସିକ ରସ ଲମ୍ପଟ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ଲମ୍ପଟ ଡିଭୋଚି 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 ଲମ୍ପଟ ହୁ ଇଜ୍ ଡିଭୋଚି ପ୍ରେମ ରସ ଲମ୍ପଟ ଡିଭୋଚି very greedy for releasing that loving mellow. Do you understand? Who is Radha Ramana? Husband of Radha? That is Krishna. So, he developed that greed. Three types of greed, I said. Three internal causes. The one should understand what is. And this is very confidential, this is hidden in his heart. Understand? Hidden in his heart. What is its swarup? What is its swarup? One should understand it. What is the swarup of three types of desire? Why Krishna cannot get it in Brajlila and Brajbhumi? What is the chief cause? That is to be understood. Krishna has already developed the types of desires and is becoming agitated, agitated, restless, restless, restless. How can I fulfill these three types of desires? He's feeling restless, 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 yes. You understand? Therefore he appeared as Gaura. Do you understand? So, it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 4th chapter, 136. Ato chinti rahe Krishna parama kautuki. Ato chinti rahe Krishna parama kautuki. Rudai varai prema Adilila 4th chapter 136.
Thinking in this way, Lord Krishna was curious to taste that love.
Very curious to taste that love. Are you curious? No, curious to taste stool. Isn't it? Hog? Hog is curious to taste stool, not premarasa. Yes.
His eager desire for that love increasingly blazed in his heart. His eager desire...
Again, read from the beginning.
Thinking in this way...
Thinking in this way, what I said.
Lord Krishna was curious to taste that love.
Lord Krishna is very curious to taste that mellow of love. Yes. Then...
His eager desire for that love increasingly blazed in his heart.
His eagerness is so cured that increasing...
Blazed.
Blazed. Like fire. In his heart. Do you understand? You are cooking dhakdaki. Let me explain. It's not explained there. You are cooking this sweet rice. The pot you have put in the oven. Fire is there. You put rice. You put milk. You put sugar, boiled, 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 getting thicker, 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 isn't it? And then how it gets? Isn't it? That is what? Prema lobha dhakka dhakki. Yes, that is says. Dhak, 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 dhak. Restless. How can I taste this? That is, therefore came as Gaurav. Understand? To fulfill the three types of desire. Then comes, this is, Aditacharya's calling. When his dear devotee, very intimate, dear devotee calls him, he appears without the calling, without the crying. Crying and calling of his dear devotee, Lord will never appear here. Understand? Yes. So he is awaiting for it. Let his dear devotee call him. Cry and call. Otherwise you will not appear in material world. So the people of the material world will never get such opportunity to see him. How can they see him? In 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you understand whether there was heavy burden and Mother Earth cried before Brahma. So Brahma took the demigods, went to the Sora. Milk ocean, Kiradhi, they are all demigods headed by Brahma, crying, offering prayer to the Lord, please descend. Yes. Similarly, Santipuranatha Aditacharya was living in Santipur. He appeared first here, prior to the appearance of Gaura, saw there is no Krishna bhakti. All the people of Kali Yuga have been suffering. Therefore his heart bled. Seeing the suffering of Kali Yuga, people of Kali Yuga. So he cried. And he promised, I must make Krishna descend here. Strong promise. Took up such promise. He could feel the suffering of the jivas of Kali Yuga in his heart, Aditacharya. He was crying in his heart. Therefore, he offered worship to Lord Vishnu in the form of Sargram, offering him Ganges water and tulsi leaf. And cried before him. Thereby prema purushottama gauranga appeared. Adita chajya gosai sakhyato isro.
Adita chajya gosai sakhyato isro.
Daro mohimano he jibero goto.
You find out? Adyata Adhaya Gosvami Sakhyat Ishwara. He is Ishwara because he is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, Sadashiva. Understand? He is incarnation of Sadashiva, Mahavishnu, therefore Sakhyat Ishwara. Jahara Mahimano He Jivir Gosar, nobody can fathom his ocean-like glory. You understand? Nobody can fathom his ocean-like glory. Adita Acharya Koti Brahmandera Karta, Arika Kamurti Brahmandera Bharta, is the Karta, You understand? Creator. Creator. Of crores of Brahmandas, universes. In another form, he is also maintainer of the universe. Understand? This is Aditya Acharya. Therefore, he can feel the suffering conditions of jivas in Kali Yuga in his heart, because he is a maintainer. When he appears, the whole world is bereft of Krishna bhakti. So he cries, bhakti vina jagatare mahi avasthan. Without Krishna bhakti, where is the value of existence here? Existence is useless. When Aditya Acharya saw there is no Krishna bhakti here in this material world, so he cried in his heart. Therefore, he took up this promise. He promised that I must make Krishna appear here. Otherwise, there is no, his existence is useless. So he adopted akinchana bhakti, namasraya akinchana bhakti. Understand? Understand? Akinchana bhakti, namasraya. Namasraya akinchana bhakti, depending on the holy name, developed akinchana bhakti. He is the acharya, Aditya Acharya, therefore he propagated that bhakti. Therefore he is acharya. He is acharya. So he promised, very strong promise he took up. Karayimu Krishna sarva nayana gochara. I must make Krishna descend here in this material world and show him to everybody. Otherwise, I will not be known by this name of Aditya Acharya, Krishna's servant. I want. Understand? Go by this name. I'll give up this name. Give up this body, you hog. Take this promise. All right? No, you cannot take. Hog cannot take. So much a deep attachment for body. Can you give up? Hypocrite only. Hypocrite. Hypocrisy. Give up this hypocrisy. So he promised very strongly, I must make Krishna appear in this material world. So thereby everybody can see him. Otherwise, if I cannot make him appear, then I cannot go on by this name Aditya Acharya, who is Krishna's kinkar, who is servant of Krishna. Understand? This is promise. Have you ever heard such wonderful promise? Nobody has ever heard such wonderful promise. Aditya Acharya's promise, what he did? Every day he was offering worship to Salagram with Ganges water and tulsi leaf. You understand? Ganges water and tulsi leaf, and was crying. You understand? Crying and chanting holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When his dear devotee, very intimate devotee, cries, chanting his name, cries, Krishna becomes possessed.
Gayanti mama namani irudanti mama sannidhau te sangham parikrito nanya kirito janardana. Adi Purana Krishna said, chanting my, uttering my name, chanting my name, cries before me in the temple before Krishna vigraha, Krishna becomes purchased. So purchase Krishna, purchase you heart, purchase Krishna. Huh? Will you purchase? Crying is not there. You are crying for hog, isn't it? Crying for stool. How can I get stool, enjoy, eat stool? Not crying for Krishna. How can I purchase Krishna? Aditya Acharya did like that. So, and Krishna has already developed that desire. I'll go, isn't it? Already developed that desire, I'll go, I'll descend. So, his internal potency, Yogamaya, was waiting for Aditya Acharya's calling. Yes, waiting. His internal, Krishna's internal potency, Yogamaya, was waiting for Aditya Acharya's calling. When Aditya Acharya cried, Krishna to descend here, so his crying and calling penetrated these seven layers of this material world, thick layers, and went up, and sounded there in Goloka Vrindavan. Telephone rang, clang, clang, clang. Krishna's telephone rang. Cring, cring, cring. Who is telephoning? Hello? Aditya Acharya is calling. Aditya Acharya is calling. Yes, this is devout Krishna's telephone. Not material telephone, Baba. You cannot manufacture that telephone. Your heart cannot manufacture that telephone. No. This is devotee's telephone, Premi bhakta's telephone, That goes directly to Golok Vrindavan, not in material sphere, Then, so Yogamaya was waiting for that call. Now call was received. So Yogamaya, then acted. Yes, now call has been received. Acted, so Krishna appeared, then he see me, Krishna desire very strong to appear as Prema Purushottama Gaura Hari. Prema Purushottama Gaura Hari ki. Padita Pavana Sajinandana Gaura Hari ki. Prema Pradata Sajinandana Gaura Hari ki. Appearance day ki jai. Unless a devotee wills, Krishna will never appear. Do you understand? Who can make Krishna appear? Krishna is your servant. By your calling will he appear? No. Do you understand? When his very dear intimate devotee calls him, he appears. He is, what you say, aham bhakto paradhina. He is bhakta vatsala. Is very dear to his dear devotee. Whatever dear devotee says, he does. Krishna, appear here. He appears. He carries out the order of his dear devotee. Nanda Maharaj said, Kana, bring my wooden sandals lying there. Krishna, two-year-old boy, went there, baby put in the head and came, carried out the order of his father, bhakta iccha, by the will of a dear devotee, Krishna appears here. Otherwise, Krishna never. Who can make Krishna appear? Can you make him appear? No. Only such a dear devotee, very dear devotee, premi bhakta, who has bound up Krishna in the rope of love. Do you understand? Mother Yashoda bound him, Can you bind him? No.
Sat premi bhakta. Sat premi bhakta was bound to Krishna, love in his heart. Only he can make Krishna appear. Yes, he can make Krishna appear. Otherwise Krishna will never appear. So Guru is like such a dear devotee. Nikunja, you know? Yadigeri Siddhi. Understand that Guru Vandana is there. Guru Vastaka. Kintu Prabharjya Kriyeva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Ramana Aravindam. Prabharjya Priya is very dear to the Lord, who is very expert, who is Sakhi Manjari, who is Radha Priya Sakhi, dear girl companion of Radharani, who is very expert in Kunja Lila, understand Nikunja, such a guru, such a dear devotee can make Krishna appear. Such a dear devotee can make Krishna appear. Therefore, Siddhānātha, Adhikacharya is such a dear devotee. So he cried every day offering worship to Salagram Sira, that is Vishnu form, Ganges water and tulsi leaf, crying and uttering holy name. So Yoga Sutrakari, Lila Sutrakari, Yogamaya, Yogamaya is internal potency of the Lord waiting for the call. Now call is received, yes, telephone has come. Then she made Krishna's desire strong to appear as Gaura. All right? Understand, hug? Yes, now hug is understanding, yes. No more stool. No more stool. Now, relish prema rasa, sweet. Nectarian mellow of nam prem. That's very good food for you. Yes, no more bhakta's body. Now it is bhakta sarir. Then you'll, this body will transfer into the body of a nice devotee. Gaura wants that. This is another cause of Gaura's appearance. You follow? Gaura, then Gaura appeared with his dham, with his associates, dham navade, with his associates, prema purusottama, Sachinandana Gaura Hari, and he fulfilled his three types of desires. These are the purpose of Gaura's, causes of Gaura's appearance. Brother Vilasi, Brother Radhanandana, Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, that is Nanda Ras. You understand? How can one be connected with the lotus feet of that brother Radhanandan, Nandanandan Krishna? How? How? The means is prema bhakti. Understand? The only means is prema bhakti. Without prema bhakti, no one can connect him with the lotus feet of Brajarajanandana Krishna. Nandanandana Krishna. Understand? Brajakishora Krishna. Krishna in Brajabhumi. Understand my language? Yes. That is known as prema bhakti sutra. Prema bhakti sutra. Sutra means thread. A thread, a rope. Like prema bhakti is like a thread, like a rope. Do you understand? That's prema bhakti sutra. Sa paramurakti iswara, sa param prema rupa. That is mentioned in bhakti sutra. Do you understand? Arthat, because this prem bhakti, braja prema bhakti. Braja prema bhakti, this is sutra, this thread, This is like brother prema. It's a prakruta, it's not material. It is spiritual, transcendental. The one end of that thread, one end of that rope is strongly attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Understand? In other words, we may say this pure Krishna bhakti is the only means to get Krishna. No other means is there. Understand? Bhakti vina jagatari nahi avasthan. Without such pure bhakti, your so-called existence in this material world is useless. Useless. Bhakti revinu nayati, bhakti revinu prapayati, bhakti reva bhuyasi, bhakti vasamadho. Only through this prem bhakti, one can make Madhava, Krishna, submitted, like oneself. This is Shruti. In Shruti Bhakti, this has been expressed. Without this prem bhakti, avidyagrasta jiva, the jiva is covered up with dense darkness of vidya. Jiva that has forgotten Krishna from time immemorial, the jiva that has been suffering here in this material existence, that has been drowning here in great pollution of materialistic existence, cannot be delivered, cannot approach the lotus feet of Krishna, cannot approach lotus feet of Krishna, cannot get a place at the lotus feet of Krishna without that prema bhakti. Understand? This sadhana bhakti has two parts, vaidhi bhakti and raganuga bhakti. The vaidhi bhakti means following strictly the rules and regulations. That is vaidhi. But raganuga bhakti is based on bhava. Bhava bhakti. Do you understand? Bhava maya. So, the raga bhakti nobody has given. Gaura gave this bhakti. Do you understand? Raga bhakti. The other name of raganuga bhakti is prema bhakti. Other name. Understand? Of raga bhakti is prema bhakti. Do you understand? The platform of that prema bhakti. Which is the platform of that prema bhakti? A raga bhakti. Which is the platform? Braja bhumi! Hard. Braja bhumi, understand? Braja bhumi is the platform. Braja bana is the platform of that prema bhakti. And this Braja Bhakti is four types. Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. Four types. Understand? Dasya prema, Sakya prema, Vatsalya prema, Madhurya kanta prema. These are all prema. Understand? So, this prema bhakti has not been given up till now. Anarpi tachara. You follow? Not been given up till now. Anarpi tachara. Therefore says, anarpi tachara in siddhar. Karunayavati inna karau. Anarpi tachara. Therefore, Krishna developed that desire and go and give prem bhakti. And not given. Isn't it? I said, first. Jiva dharma pravartam nam sankirtana chari bhava bhaktiya natang bhuvan. The Krishna thought up, I'll go and preach jiva dharma nam sankirtana and give this four bhava bhakti, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya, these four types of bhava bhakti, prem bhakti, and make the whole world dance. Not dancing, hog is not dancing.
Hog is not dancing. Dance. No. Hog dances, yes. This is Krishna's desire. So these four types of prem bhakti, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhuya. Through these four types of prem bhakti, the all nine, let's say bhakti anga, nine angas of bhakti, links of bhakti are there. You understand? And of these, Nam Sankirtan is chief. Do you understand? Bhaktyanga. Chiefly in the Bhaktyanga. Nam Sankirtan. Tar madhya sarvasrishta Nam Sankirtan. Atirat mile bhai Krishna premadhana. Nam Sankirtan is chief anga. If you do prema Nam Sankirtan, definitely you will get Krishna prema. All right? What is that prema Nam Sankirtan? That is the question. What is prema Nam Sankirtan? So there are four types of bhaktas, according to four bhava bhakti, dasya bhava, sakya bhava, vatsalya bhava, kanta bhava. Understand? Four types of bhaktas are there. So, four types of prema bhakti, dasya prema, sakya prema, vatsalya prema, kanta prema. Do you understand? So there are four types of bhaktas, premi bhaktas, and four types of prema bhaktis. So the name coming out from the core of the heart of such premi bhaktas is known as prema nama sankirtana. Understand? That is prema nama sankirtana, because name is color or sold with prema rasa. All right? Language? You have understood? Yes, hog is understanding now. Yes, hog is getting little mercy now. Yes. Hog is getting little mercy now. He understands. So this is known as prema nam sankirtana. Sankirtana with prema, nam sankirtana with prema is called prema nam sankirtana. All right? What is prema nam sankirtan? Nam sankirtan is prema, is called prema nam sankirtan. No prema is not prema nam sankirtan. Maybe only nam sankirtan. You can't say prema nam sankirtan. No prema is there. Is not soaked with prema. Is not covered with prema. Filled with prema. It cannot be said prema nam sankirtan. All right? So Gauranga, who is Krishna himself, appear assuming the mode of such bhaktas, premi bhaktas, four types of premi bhaktas, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya, and introduce this prema nama sankirtana through chanting his holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he himself released the mellow. Do follow me? He himself released the mellow and he distributed it. You hog, take it. Yes, even hog is not accepted. Gauranga himself released the mellow and then he distributed this Gauranga. Because he is the father of Premanama Sankirtana. Sankirtana eka janaka. Janaka means father. Understand? He is the father. Gaura is the father of Premanama Sankirtana. There is a relationship between prema and a nama. Understand my language? Hawk, dull head. Try to understand. I said, offer prayer to Gaura. Then you can understand the tattva. There is a relationship between prema and nama. What is the relationship? Pushya poshaka. Pushya poshaka. Nourished and nourisher. Understand my language? Dull head.
Understand? That is relationship between prema and nama. What is that relationship? Relationship of posya and posaga. Nourished and nourisher. Alike? Alike? Very deep philosophy is this Gauriya Vaishnava Siddhanta Baba. This Gaura Tattva. Postgraduate study. Yes, not primary study or pre-primary kindergarten study. No. This is samanga relationship. If there is prema, automatic, is automatic, is spontaneous, that prema nama will come out. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Understand? So when such chanting will be there, pure name chanting, your pure name is automatic, that prema will be there manifest. So this prema nama sankirtana is Sri, is Sugupta Sampada, is the hidden treasure of Krishna Bhakti. Understand? This is the hidden treasure of Krishna Bhakti. Therefore it says, so Bhakti Sriyam. Not entering into the head, dull head. All right, it's just here now, just here.
Treasure
of
his own service.
Yes, treasure of his own service. All right, all right. English language, not good language. All right. Eternally, this thread of the rose, this rope, Prema Bhakti Sutra, Braja Prema Bhakti Sutra, is very tightly tied up to the lotus feet of Krishna. Understand? So other end, if the other end will be dropped in this material world, if Lord Krishna will be merciful, causelessly merciful, and if he will drop the other end of that thread, that rope here in the material world, then we conditioned souls can catch it, get the opportunity to catch it up. Otherwise, how can we get it? How can you go back home, back to Godhead, Baba? Bolo. Unless Krishna drops the other end of that thread, that rope here, becoming causelessly merciful, how can we catch it? If we are fortunate, we can catch it very tightly, then we'll go back home, back to Godhead. The lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise, no hope at all. Is there hope? No hope, no hope. So Krishna is very merciful. So, out of causeless mercy, he drops the other end of that rope, Braja Prema Bhakti Sutra, here in this material world, the world of conditioned souls who have been drowning here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. That is mercy. So, if some jiva is very fortunate, if he can catch up that end of that rope, Braja Prema Bhakti Sutra, very tightly, then he'll go back home, back to Godhead. Only Krishna can do so. Amabina onne nare braja prema dite. Krishna said that thing. Nobody but me can give Krishna braja prema. So only Krishna has that right to drop that braja prema bhakti sutra here. Nobody else has such right. So to give Krishna prema is his causeless mercy. Sri Krishna anya kova latasvapi premada bhavati. That is stated. Without Krishna, but Krishna, nobody else can give prema bhakti. Only Krishna can give prema bhakti. No incarnation,
No incarnation can give, only Swayam Krishna can give. Understand? No incarnation can give Krishna prema bhakti, brother prema bhakti. Understand? So that Krishna came in the form of Gauranga to give brother prema. Alright? That is the purpose of his Gauravatar. Here one question. Krishna is the giver of prema. Huh? Isn't it? What is the purpose of coming as Gaura? Who is the giver of prema? Krishna is the giver of prema. What is the purpose? That Krishna came in the form of Gaura. He would have come and given prema. Understand my question? This is question, very important question. Very important and very deep question. Yes, confidential. What is the purpose? The purpose is that Krishna is, what do you say, Vishalambana of the society of premi bhaktas. Understand? Very difficult to understand. Krishna is the visalambana of prema bhakti. That prema bhakti in the society of premi bhaktas. Visa Alambana. Alambana, that is in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjala Nilamani. The persons who are foundations of love and between whom love flows reciprocally, that is Alambana. Understand? That is Alambana. In English one has put in this way. I don't know. The persons who are foundations of love and between whom love flows reciprocally. That is Alambana. Understand? Vishaya and Ashraya. Vishaya, Krishna is the Pritir Vishaya. Krishna is the object of love. Premi Bhaktas are Pritir Ashraya and the abode of love. Understand? Try to understand. I try my best to explain. I don't know whether you can receive it or not. I don't know. I try my best what to do. If Huck can understand, then I'll think my preaching is successful. If Huck cannot understand, then I'll say, oh, Allah, what I said, he cannot understand. Huck cannot understand it. It's so... It will very, very... very deep distress there will be in my heart if a dog who cannot understand. I try my best to explain things. This is very, very deep, subtle, confidential tattva. Understand? So, Krishna is Vishalambana, is the object of love, Visha Vigraha, and Premi Bhaktas, they are Asralambana. They are abode of love. Understand? So there is constraint, loving reciprocation. They are Alambana. Understand? Flowing. This flow of prema is there, and constant reciprocation is there. Visha and Asraya. Vishalambana, Asralambana. So in Asralambana there are four types: Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya, Madhya. Alright? So that bhakti with Asralambana, with the devotees, reciprocated there with Asralambana, this Vishalambana Krishna. You understand? So there is constant loving reciprocation
between bhakta and bhagavan. That is alambana. That says alambana. Asralambana, visralambana. Example, that bhakti, visradatiya prema, that is with Krishna, as it is manifested in Sudama Swara, the sakhas, cowherd boys and friends of Krishna, do you understand? That takes the form of Visrambhasakya, form of Visrambhasakya, Sakya Bhav, friendship, where there is no awe and reverence. That is known as Visrambha Sakya. But Sakya with awe and reverence, that is known as Sambrahma Sakya. That you will find in Vaikuntha. We follow. But in Vrajabhumi, that is not found. In Vrajabhumi, only Visrambha Sakya is there. Sakya, friendship is there, without awe and reverence. All right? And that bhakti, visalambana's loving reciprocation, as it is manifested with Nanda and Yashoda, it is vatsalya prema. Do you understand? This is reciprocation. It is not one-sided, it has two sides, visoy, asroy, visalambana, asralambana, therefore said, constant reciprocation. So, it is manifested in the form of vatsalya bhakti, in Nanda and Yashoda. You follow? But that visalambana, that prema, form of visoy, visalambana, that manifested the gopis, or Srimati Radhani, headed by Srimati Radhani, known as Madhur, Madhurjya Mai. Do you understand? Madhurjya Rasa. All right? Sudra. Therefore, when Krishna thought of that, without Chari Bhava Bhakti Diyan Atamu Bhuvana, I will go apani karimam bhakta bhavam gikare apani asari bhakti sikham savare. Chari bhava bhakti jyan atam bhuvan. Krishna thought of, I will go as a bhakta, isn't it? I will assume the mood of a bhakta. And I teach bhakti. I'll practice bhakti in my own life. And I teach bhakti. Apani kari bhakta bhavam gikare. Apani achari bhakti sigham savare. Chari bhava bhakti diyan, nathang bhuvan. I'll give four types of bhava bhakti, dasya, sakya, vatsala, madhurya, make the whole world dance. Krishna thought up like that. Isn't it? Again, question is there. Now we should consider the mode of which bhakta I have to assume? Dasya bhakta? Or sakya bhakta? Or vatsalya bhakta? Or madhurya bhakta? That is the question. Understand me? The mode of which bhakta I have to assume? That is the question. If there is bhakti in the heart, then bhakta bhava is there. Isn't it? So there are four types of bhakta, dasya bhakta, sakya bhakta, vatsalya rasa bhakta, madhurya rasa bhakta. So in the society of bhaktas, in the heart of the all bhaktas, bhakti bhava is there. Isn't it? So that bhakti bhava, that bhakti is hidden treasure. Yes, that bhakti is the hidden treasure of the bhakta.
the Bhava, and by the mercy of Sri Guru, mercy of Sri Guru, bhakta gets this treasure, hidden treasure for life. Understand? Huh? Then Guru has Guru, isn't it? Then that Guru has Guru. Then that Guru has Guru. In this way, go up, go up, go up in the line of Gurus. Where will you reach? Yes? You will reach Krishna. But Krishna says, I have Guru. Then? Who is the topmost Guru then? Radhani is the topmost Guru. Yes. Do you understand? So if you go ahead, go up in the line of Gurus, then one topmost Guru will be available. If topmost Guru is not available, then there will be defect. Do you understand? Then Patanjali says, Sarve Sangapi Guru Kalena Bocchet Dya Tatra Niratisaya Sarvajna Tandhijam. One topmost Guru is there, who is Adi Guru, original Guru, huh? He is beyond Kala, Kala Tita, who is the reservoir of unlimited jnana, transcendental knowledge, and samvitsar hladini bhruti is bhakti. Do you understand? Then this prema bhakti as a great, very big, very deep and great, what say, storehouse, storehouse. Do you understand? Bhandar, storehouse. The flow of prema bhakti, that is the activity of Ladini Shakti. Ladini Shakti makes the flow of prema bhakti. Do you understand? Therefore, when the flow is coming, it must descend somewhere. When the Ganges descended, do you understand? Follow my language. Then the question arose, who can carry it? It is so forceful. Only Sivaji can. The Sivaji carried on his head. And the Ganges, flow of Ganges came, descended here. Do you follow? Similarly, that is the flow of prema bhakti, that is the activity of Ladini Shakti, makes it flow. So what is the descending platform? Where it will descend? Do you follow? And another point is that is the descending spot is Mahabhanda, great storehouse of Ladini Shakti. Understand? Great storehouse of Ladini Shakti. And Srimati Radharani, Varsavhanavi Radha, Rani is embodiment of Ladini Shakti. Understand? So, the ultimate, platform of Ladini Shakti is Mahabhava. So Vasubhanavi Srimati Radharani is Mahabhava Chintamani Swarupa. So Vasubhanavi Devi Radharani is the treasurer. Is the treasurer of that prema bhakti. Understand? Treasurer of that prema bhakti, this treasure, storehouse lies with her. Understand? He is the storekeeper.
the storehouse. So she is the original source of prema bhakti, of the flow of prema bhakti. Understand? My language? I am trying my best. I don't know. Now the question arises, the mood of which bhakta I will assume? Then he decided, I have to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani, who is the storehouse, who is the storekeeper, of that great treasure, which is the source, who is the source of the flow of prema bhakti, because he had desire that I'll go and give prema bhakti. Understand? So in Madhurya Prem, all are there. Dasya Bhakti is there, Sakya is there, Vatsala is also there. You understand? Therefore, Supreme Lord decided, I must assume the mood of Radharani. Yes. All right? So, he is very tricky fellow. Krishna is very tricky. He is Rasika Sekhara. He is topmost Rasika. Rasika, Braja Vilasi, Nagarendra, Brajendra Nandana Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. He is now greedy. He is very greedy. So you may read my article published in BTC, Greed of the Lord. I am not going to repeat it, that is up to you, you can read. Krishna developed greed. So he is a greedy fellow. There is greed in Krishna, therefore there is greed in you. You are greedy for stool, isn't it? But Krishna is greedy for that prema rasa. But you are greedy for stool. Give up this greed. Now develop this greed. How I can get prema rasa. All right? Then this hot body will be transformed into a nice body of a very good devotee. All right? So that greed is there in Krishna. So he thought of what to do. Then storehouse is there with Radharani. Yes, otherwise, unless I get that, how can I distribute prema? How to get and what to do? Kutuki rasasto manhutva. He is now very greedy. He cannot suppress his greed. I have to get it. What to do? So he stole it. He stole it. Kutuki rasasto manhutva. Rupapada has written, Rupa Goswami has written, like this. Kutuki is very, Kutuki, what to say? Funny, very funny. Tricky fellow. Greedy fellow. So he stole. And he's very expert in stealing. Yes. He is the leader of all thieves, Chora Agraganya. He is the leader of all thieves, all types of thieves. So he is very expert in stealing, so he stole it. You understand? He stole it. And that lies in the heart, core of the heart of Radharani. That treasure. That prema rasa. Prema rasa. Prema bhakti. Lakini. So he entered into it and stole it. So jahabai guru vastu nahi sunishtita. Kaviraj Goswami therefore has written like that. So topmost guru is Radharani. So, this is Krishna's language. Radhika prema guru ami oi sisyo nato Radhika prema guru ami oi sisyo nato Abama nananurke natai udvoto Oh, hey, Radha, Radha.
nijo vancha gaurango sri hari sadhile na nijo vancha gaurango sri hari
radhika prema guru ami shishya nato sadama nana nutte nata udbhata
ivan the love of radhika is my teacher
is my guru yes
And I am her dancing pupil.
I am his dancing disciple. Radha is my guru. Krishna says, I am his dancing disciple. Guru makes the disciple dance. Hey, up, down, up, down, yes. Guru makes the disciple up and down dance, yes. Yes. Krishna says, Radhika prema guru ami shishya nato sadama nana nutya nata yudvata. Radharani is my guru in loving affairs. I am his disciple in this loving affairs. Dancing, dancing. She makes me dance. She makes me dance in varieties of ways, yes. Yes, my guru makes me dance. Ato evo radha bhavo angikaro kari.
Ato evo radha bhavo angikaro kari.
Tadhi leno nijo vancha gaurango sri hari. Therefore, Supreme Lord Krishna, Radha Nandana Krishna, Nanda Nandana Krishna, Yasoda Nandana Krishna, at last took up this decision, I must assume the mood of Radharani, yes. This is his decision. He arrived at this decision at last, so he assumed the mood of Radharani, thereby he fulfilled his desires, three types of desires, alike. So he came as Radharani. Radha Bhava Dhyuti. Assumed the mood of Radha is automatic. That complexion will come out. What is the mood inside, that complexion will come out. It is inevitable, inevitable. If this mood of anger is there, automatically your eyes will turn red. Yes, yes. Whatever mood is inside, automatically, accordingly the complexion, the hue, the color will come up. Radha Bhava and Kanti. When he adjourned Radha Bhava, the mood of Radharani, automatic, the complexion of Radharani came up. Hue of molten gold. Tattva Kanchana Gauranga. Tattva Kanchana Gaurangi is male body, therefore Tattva Kanchana Gauranga. Isn't it? Gaurangi, Gauranga. So, past 12. Are you hungry?
Yes.
Hungry?
You said once that like a goldsmith has a pipe and blows in his pipe.
Yes.
So, how is that? Gold, molten gold?
Yes. I'll speak on it tomorrow. That is there in my thought. I stop it here now. It is 12:30 now. You understand? I'll speak more as he indicated now. I have thought of that. That is expressed through the hog. Hog has gotten something now. Now he'll give up eating stool, isn't it? No more eating stool. Now relish plain rasa. All right? Yes, now his body will completely transform in a very nice body of Gaurabhakta. All right? Yes, that I'll speak tomorrow. Thank you very much. Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Prema Purusottama Satinandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai! Padita Pavana Gaura Hari Ki Jai!
Both arms raised, that's yes. Dancing in prema.
Yes.
Why arms raised?
Huh?
What is that? Why is his arms raised?
Complete, full of ecstasy, mad. Mad fellow. He said that thing. Iva mantra diva gosain ki vataara bhalo japite japite more karila pagal. He went to his guru and asked, oh guru gosain, what mantra you gave me? More I chant, it makes me mad, more and more mad. Understood? He's mad. Madman dancing. Loving ecstasy.
Sri Prabhupada, he have all the Gonichajiris in ISKCON with both arms raised.
Yes.
Like that.
He's drunken. Mad, drunken. He's drunken. Drinking Premrasa. Premrasa Madira. That's the liquor. Premrasa is like a liquor. He is drunken. Madman drunkard is dancing. Raising two hands.
If Lord Chaitanya assumes the golden color and his body is the embodiment of prema, then what is his dancing like? Not, why does he have to dance then?
It is automatic, Baba. That prema makes him dance. Yes. Next one mad, next one dance, next one cry, next one roll on the ground. Yes. It's automatic. Quite natural. Not unnatural. Not artificial. You understand? So? Chalo. Hare Krishna. Om Govindahi.
What was the relationship between prema and nama? You were explaining it in class.
Narist
and narisa. Pusya poshaka. Narist and narisa. That is the lesson between nama, prema. Understand? Yes.
Is there a simple verb, maintain and maintainer?
Yes, maintain. All right. Yes. Maintain, yes. Narist, naresh, narisha, pusya, pusha. Yes. That is the relationship.
So there's a threat in that mala.
Yes, that's another problem. It's unlimited. Gaura, Tattva is unlimited. How? That's one question. How he made that mala, wreath, woven, that woven wreath. How it is woven? Yes, that's another question.
We hear everyone is captured in the web of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but it seems like in reality hardly anyone is captured in that web.
Yes. The flood is coming, inundation is coming. It's Gauranga's desire, I was saying yesterday.
Yes.
The desire that I will inundate everybody. Yes. But some Pasandis, Kutarkis, Mayabadis, very expert running away, they ran away. The flood cannot touch them. Then he
devised a plan.
Devised a trick. How to drown them also.
Well, when are we going
to drown? Then he took off sannyas. That is the purpose of taking of sannyas.
Maharaj, the flood's going to come now?
Already? Flowing. Are you not drowned? Already flowing, Baba. Already flowing, Baba. Already. Already flowing. Such is Gaura's a prema banya. Gaura's a prema banya. Prema banya.
flood of prema, inundation of prema. Yes, Gaurav has brought. Yes. He's inundating the whole world. Why are you not drowned?
You want to eat still.
What do you want?
I said he wants to eat still. Because if people want to eat still, that's why they're not getting drowned.
Running away? Don't run away. And then, have you gone to take sea bath?
Yes.
Sea bath? Waves coming, Standing in the sea, high wave comes, what is it?
Duck.
And then wave will pass away. Then you're drowned. Take like that. Have such a bath.
Drowning in another kind of ocean, don't you?
Yes, ocean of love. Inundation of love. Prem Banya. Yes. Gaurav is bringing. Gaurav's desire is to drown the whole world. Whole world. Yeah.
I mean, we don't see it happening. Hardly anyone's drowning.
Yeah? You are a blind man. You can't see it. A blind man can see. If you are blind, you can't see. Huh? If you have a vision, then you can see how it is going on. Yes, therefore say, Adyapi Seelera Kore Guru Rai, Kon Kon Bhagyavan Dekhivare Pai. Now, still now, Gauranga is doing that Leela, Gaurav Leela is going on. One who is fortunate, only he can see. Then, you can see, though you are not fortunate, ill-fated, blind man, you have no vision, that's what he cannot see. But if you are fortunate, you have proper vision, then you can see how the Gaurav Leela, pastime of Gaurav is going on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, Mataji, what are you doing?
This is not Gaurav Leela, pastime.